Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope. We're finding the tools to map it out, to map out our unique path to purpose and to possibility. I am Catherine Lang and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because when we focus on the good things, then the bad things lose their control. The more I can build up my focus on the good things, the better my journey will be. Life happens. Things come against me, but I have to find a way to keep going. Now, I have a unique way of doing things. I always have. Even when I was growing up, if you asked me to go to my room and get something for you, I could find it, but only I could find it. I had a really close friend of mine who had literally been to my room probably hundreds of times. She didn't realize I had carpet. One day, I got a wild hair, rearranged everything, and she walked in and said, "Wow, when'd you get the new flooring?" It was the first time that I had ever really picked up and hung up all of my clothes at one time. See, I was not big on hanging up my clothes. Instead of investing time in storing the clothes, I made sure to invest in wrinkle-free choices. That way, if they made it to the hanger, it was great. But if they didn't make it to the hanger, it was still okay. After my husband and I got married, I continued with my system, much to the pain and suffering of my wonderfully methodical husband, who needed everything in its designed home and not so much in my designated location. For the record, this is one more proof to me that God does have a sense of humor. One day, I pulled out a really nice outfit for work. I put it on. I headed to the office. About an hour into work, it started getting a little warm in there, and I began to notice a very unpleasant odor. The odor increased until I finally bent over and kind of took a sniff of my shirt. Oh, man. To say it smelled bad would not even do the odor justice. I mean, it made my eyes water, and I grew up with a house full of guys. It was so bad that I ran out of the room. See, it turns out that when a male cat sprays your pile of clothes and it has time to dry, you don't notice the odor until that particular garment becomes warm. You know, like from your body heat. I was fortunate I was in a position that I was able to change clothes, but I learned a little about the importance of organization that day. And I also learned the danger of having a cat have access to your clothes, particularly a male cat that does not like you. Over the years, I've learned even more about organization, what it looks like and how it works for my life. I've discovered that it's not just about hanging up clothes, but about making the most of everything in my life and for my life, from the finances to the relationships. When I am organized, then I manage to avoid loss and waste. A tidy life makes room for the overflow of possibilities and blessings. If I want more than who I am right now and more than where I am right now, then I have to clear the clutter, organize the resources, and make a way. One, I need to have a tidy day. Two, I need to have a tidy space. Three, I need to have a tidy body. And four, I need to have a tidy work life. And five, I need to have a tidy family or relationships. I have to make the most of where I am if I want to get to where I want to be. And that's going to require some organization on my part. But here's a confession. My idea and understanding of organization may not match yours. And I am certain that it doesn't match my husband's because he told me. But if it works for me and I work the system, then it is the one that I need to use. I am a spur of the moment, fly by the seat of your pants kind of person. Always have been. In other words, I don't do what I do by overthinking it. And quite often, according to some people, I don't think at all. And this works sometimes, but then it doesn't work sometimes. Now, with each person we've added to our family, the times that it doesn't work are beginning to outnumber the times that it does. Because the more people you add in, the more chaotic things get. Worse yet is that the more it doesn't work, the further behind I get. And I get so far behind that it looks like I'm first because I look around and there's nobody else there. I needed to get control and I needed to find a more focused balance. So I tried different systems. I tried a scheduling system. I purchased a huge calendar. I put it up so that all of the members of the family could write on it. But the problem was, if I was out and about, I didn't know what was on that calendar because it wasn't with me. So then a friend of mine told me about bullet journaling. And it looked really cool and really simple. So all you have to do is write out for each day and week and month. And I spent so much time writing out the journal that I lost even more ground in my journey. And I tried a scheduling app, but it just wasn't a nice fit for me. And then I tried other systems and trial and error and lots of error. But I finally found a system that works for me. I tidy up my day by taking a few simple steps. One, I write out my daily targets for the day. I will win. Two, I rotate through my focuses. Three, alarms and digital clocks. Four, one calendar. And five, I review my day. My life gets crazy at times. When I had two toddlers in the house and I was building a writing business and creating a 2-acre flower garden, things got crazy. When our family was ousted from our homes by the tornado damage in 2011, and we had to relocate for 6 months while we rebuilt, things got crazy. Now, I have one in college, one graduating, one starting middle school. Things get crazy. Basically, there are very few times that life doesn't get crazy. I need to have the right focus at the right time to get through crazy, or else I will get caught up in it. I know, because I've been caught up in it. I recently found my rhythm for organizing my day. At the same time, I found myself alone for almost 2 full weeks. I mentioned to my dad about how I was getting things done, and he asked me, "Are you getting so caught up that you think you're finally ahead?" And I laughed, but I realized how true it was. When I start making and marking things off on my to-do list, I feel like I'm getting ahead. But here's the thing. I know that if I stay on schedule, if I stay on this plan that I've set up, then I will not just feel like I'm getting ahead. I will actually be getting ahead. I tidy my day and I organize my schedule with just a few simple ideas. One, I start my day with the daily targets. For me, I broke down my whiteboard of world domination into 4 areas this year: work, writing, stewardship, and health. So I write out 4 targets that touch on each of these areas. I write them out in a form of a statement. I will win when I, and I fill in the blank. Although there are other things that end up on my to-do list, these 4 items are my targets for the day. I aim for them. Having a specific focus makes it easier for me to make it through most of my day. My targets help keep my day tidy. 2, I rotate through my focus areas. I spend time on work, then I spend some time on the house, then I spend some time on writing, then I spend some time on myself. By moving around the different areas, I keep myself from getting lost in an activity, and I also stir up my creativity by doing different things. I do better when I change things up, and when I change up the focus of my activities, I keep my day tidy. 3, I make the most of alarms and digital timers. Now, I stumbled into this when I was doing the National Novel Writing Month a couple of years back. I would set the timer at the top of the hour for 15 minutes, and that would be my writing time. My family had my attention for the rest of the hour, but that was my time. I didn't get to write every top of the hour, but because I made it a priority, I made the most of several rounds every single day. And I ended up finishing 50,000 words, this challenge, with a week left to spare. That means in 3 weeks, I wrote 50,000 words. Now I have digital timers all around the house. And I also have added alarms and alerts on my cell phone. These different kinds of timers help limit how much I invest in a current project so I don't get lost in something and end up neglecting others. Utilizing time regulators like digital timers and alarm apps helps keep my day tidy and focused on getting things done. 4, I harnessed the power of the calendar app. Everyone in my family has access to our calendar, and when everyone has anything coming up, they have to add it to the calendar, whether it's school related or scouting or training or appointments or whatever. Because my rule is that if it's not on the calendar, then it's not really happening. I have even connected my business and coaching to the calendar so that all the time is located and mapped out in one location. At the start of the month, I do print out the calendar to post on the wall so my youngest can see what's going on, but everyone knows what to expect and when to expect it. Putting all of our schedules into one calendar has made it possible to keep my day tidy, even with everyone going in different directions. 5, I end my day with a review of my actions and my activities. I write out my top win of the day, and I even write out why I was able to make the win a reality. I then add the things that I can do to improve on the in the day to come. This last step I take is also to write out 3 gratitudes for my day. Ending the day on a positive and purposeful note helps me to keep my day tidy and effective. It also sets me up for a positive and effective next day. I have 24 hours every day. The amount of time I have is no different from the amount of time you have or anyone else has. But if I want to create more from my day than I have right now, I have to make the most of those hours. It turns out you can only skip so many hours of sleep before your body rebels. Instead of cutting out my sleep time, I need to adjust how I organize and tidy up my day. I need to find ways that work for me so that I will utilize them on a regular basis. If it's more work to schedule it out, like the bullet journal was for me, then it's not going to work for me because I'm not going to do it. However, the friend that introduced me to bullet journals loves it. She uses it all the time. It works for her. You have to determine what works for you so that you can begin to put it to work. Organization is like everything else. You have to define it for you. And then you have to find a way to make it work on your journey. It is a personal experience that is supplemented by the wisdom and knowledge of others that come along. Everything that we do is a personal journey supplemented by others. But if I want to get all that I can out of where I am so that I can get to where I want to go, I will have to tidy up my day. If I'm going to make the most of my day, then I need to be aware of how my time is passing. The other day, my alarm clock went off at its normal time, and I turned it off. Instead of sitting up and starting my day, I rolled over and closed my eyes. It was the sunlight that disturbed me next, so I rolled over the other direction and went back to sleep. When I did get up, it was well into the morning. time to get everyone else up, which meant I lost all of my good portion time that I spend alone. So I wasn't able to get done everything I needed to get done because I missed so much of my time. But it was my choice. I always have a choice. I can hold tight to the day or I can roll over and just let it pass. It is up to me, and what I do will make the difference in what I get done. The book of Proverbs offers some great tips on how to be organized and utilize the time. It also offers some warnings about what happens. The wisdom of the book of Proverbs wants us to know it's important to make the most of where we are and what we have, and that includes time. Proverbs 26:14 hit me pretty hard in light of my morning time experience the other day. It reads like this: as a door turns on its hinges, so a lazy person turns on his bed and never gets up. Of course, if you read above that in Proverbs 26:13, and I'm going to read this from, I'm sharing this from the Amplified Translation because it definitely hits the mark. The lazy person who is self-indulgent and relies on lame excuses says there is a lion in the road. A lion is on the open square, and if I go outside to work, I will be killed. In other words, one excuse is as good as the next, and it doesn't even have to be a good excuse to hinder me from doing what I am designed to do. Proverbs 31 has always been my go-to scripture for being organized and getting things done. The Proverbs woman makes the most of what she has. She makes the most of where she is, and she is constantly reaching out and serving others. She gets up before the sun, and she gets up before, but even before it gets going, it's still dark outside. She's always doing something, and she never, ever gets sucked into a Netflix marathon. I can choose to be the lazy guy, rolling over in the bed and getting nothing done, or blaming inaction on lame excuses. Or I can get up and I can get going and I can get things done. The choice is mine. I know that when I choose to tidy up my day, when I make the most of my schedule by having a schedule that works for me and then putting that schedule to work, then I position myself to reach all of my possibilities, to fulfill all of my purposeful design. But I have to have it in an order, in order to get any use out of it. Otherwise, I'm just flitting from, project to project and place to place and never really getting anything done. For me, this is what people think about when they think about multitasking. They think about this flittering from project to project. For me, multitasking is I'm focused on this and I'm also doing this. I am doing a radio show and I'm also boiling eggs in the other room. That's my multitasking. If I have it on my schedule that I'm going to start lunch and do a podcast, then I am able to work around and work in that. But that's what works for me. I have had to try these out and put them to practice. And that's the key. I've had to do stuff. I've had to take action. And as I took action and I did things, I found out what would work for me. And just as equally, I found out what didn't work for me. I've also learned to incorporate what works for my husband because that helps bring peace and unity into our household. That's part of the learning process. It's part of the learning curve. And it's why it's so important that we each find our own way. I am not the Proverbs 31 woman. And I'm not supposed to be. I can, however, learn from what she did and how she was and what she accomplished in her day. It doesn't mean I have to be her. It means I learn from her. And that's what the scripture's there for, is for us to learn from and then begin to incorporate into our lives, into the unique design that God made us each into. I am an unorganized, organized person. when you meet me, you'll totally understand it. Just ask my husband. I am organized in so many ways, but there are so many ways that I am still cluttered and confused. And that's where my husband comes in and helps me get in line in those situations. But I'm learning, and I continue to grow. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your dream igniter, because every day holds a promise of possibility and dreams, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.